from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
this is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headline. Indonesian Investment Management Agency Danantara increases return on assets significantly. Indonesia's and seven Muslim foreign ministers condemn Israel's closure of Al-Aqsa mosques. And now the news in details. The Indonesian National Investment Management Agency Danantara has reached its one-year age. President Prabowo Subianto expressed his pride in the agency and appreciated the significant increase in return on assets, while encouraging a bigger target to contribute to the national economy. Putri Cahya Purnama has the details.
It has been 1 year since Danantara consolidated and managed Indonesia's wealth and energy for the future. At the one-year celebration of Danantara Indonesia on Wednesday, the 11th of March 2026, President Prabowo Subianto said Danantara as an institution is on par with world-class sovereign wealth funds.
Kita bersyukur sekarang Indonesia punya sovereign wealth fund.
We are grateful that Indonesia now has a sovereign wealth fund, perhaps the sixth or seventh largest in the world. We are also grateful that this year's management has proven that with good management, good governance, especially with the right will, with political will, with the right spirit, the results are clearly visible.
Dengan political will, dengan jiwa yang benar, hasil sudah kelihatan.
Based on last year's performance, the president appreciated the return on assets, which increased by more than 300% compared to earlier years. However, the president reminded everyone that Danantara's journey is not over yet. He is targeting a return on assets of 10%, equivalent to a deposit of $50 billion per year for the state's funds.
Return on asset, saya terima di atas 300%.
I accept a return on assets of over 300%. This is still far from our target. Ladies and gentlemen, a good company should have a minimum return on assets of 10%. A good one should have 12%, and an excellent one should have 15%.
The president revealed that the world has begun to see the professionalism of Danantara's team in global investment. However, he advised the team to always be vigilant against asset leakage. In closing, the president also emphasized his main vision for Indonesia to become self-sufficient through food and energy self-sufficiency. Putri Cahaya Purnama, Voice of Indonesia.
The foreign minister of eight countries, including Indonesia, Egypt, Turkey, and the United Arab Emirates, issued a joint statement on Thursday, condemning the closure of the gates of Al-Aqsa Mosque by Israeli occupation authorities, which restricts Muslim worshippers' access to pray, particularly during the holy month of Ramadan. The minister said the restriction on access to the Old City of Jerusalem and its places of worship violate international law, including international humanitarian law, as well as the principle of free access to place of worship. The minister also called on Israel as the occupying power to immediately reopen the gates of Al-Aqsa Mosque, lift restrictions to access the old cities of Jerusalem, and refrain from obstructing Muslim worshippers from performing prayers. They also urged the international community to take a firm stance to stop Israel's ongoing violations and illegal practices against Islamic and Christian holy sites in Jerusalem. The conflict between Iran and the United States is unlikely to end anytime soon, despite optimism from some parties about a possible easing of tensions. Observers believe the dynamics of the conflict in the Middle East could continue for a longer period. In an interview with Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta on Wednesday, Marj Ali, Mun Hanif, professor of the Middle East politics at UIN Syarif Hidayatullah University Jakarta, dismissed the assumption that the conflict would end in the near future. And according to him, statements suggesting that the war will end soon should be viewed critically, as they may have been linked to certain political interests where he believes the conflict could instead continue for several months ahead.
This is like part of the propaganda made by Donald Trump to see how the war with Iran is basically coming through. So I don't think that this war will end very soon. Could be like another 4 months, 6 months, that it is part of the Iran strategy to invite the international attention that justify the moral justification for the war by Iran.
In addition, the observer believes Iran may also gain advantages from prolonged conflict. A long-term war could be used to build international public support for Iran's position in the conflict.
It's symptomatic that the Iranian government always realized that they cannot win this war. The only strategy that they can do is to prolong the war and taking inviting the attention from international politics and international communities, or at least they can justify that to show that Americans and Israelis are the beast of this modern world.
The perspective indicates that Iran is using prolonged conflicts as part of its broader political and diplomatic strategy on the global stage. By extending the war, Iran seeks to build international support while increasing pressures in the United States and its allies. The security dynamics in the Middle East demand extra preparedness in this year's Hajj pilgrimage. The Indonesian government has emphasized that it will take cautious steps by strengthening cross-sectoral coordination to ensure the protection of its citizens abroad.
Keselamatan jemaah sebagai prioritas utama, kehati-hatian.
The safety of pilgrims as the top priority, caution in decision making, close coordination with the Saudi Arabian government, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, airlines and international authorities, readiness for transportation and security risk mitigation, and transparency of information to the public and pilgrims.
So far, the visa process for pilgrimage has reached 97.58%, or around 198,000 pilgrims. The government continues to monitor development in the airspace in the Gulf region to ensure that the inaugural departure on April 22nd proceeds according to a safe schedule. Indonesia is currently drafting a bill on private international law. Among other things, the bill will regulate the jurisdiction of Indonesia courts in handling disputes involving foreign elements and the scope of foreign courts' decision that can be recognized and enforced with Indonesia's jurisdiction. During an initiatory meeting with Indonesian House of Representatives in Jakarta on Wednesday, March 11th, Minister of Law Supratman Andi Agtas said the bill is intended to replace similar regulations that were enacted during the Dutch East Indies colonial era.
At present, the regulations regarding private international law that protect the legal activities of Indonesian legal subjects when interacting with foreign legal subjects still refer to regulations from the Dutch East Indies era, which are increasingly inadequate to address the complexity of legal issues that are transnational in nature.
Supratman added that establishing the private international law bill could provide legal protection and uncertainty, offer comprehensive guidelines for judges, improve national competitiveness, and increase foreign parties' confidence in Indonesia's legal system. The Indonesian government is targeting the elimination of leprosy as well as removal of stigma against survivors by 2030 through early detection, treatment, and support from communities' cross-sector collaboration. Hasna has the details.
Minister of Health Budi Gunadi Sadikin, during the commemoration of World Leprosy Day in Jakarta on Wednesday, said that controlling infectious disease, including leprosy, can only be achieved by identifying as many cases as possible at an early stage so that transmission can be stopped immediately.
What we need to do is stop the transmission of all infectious diseases. To stop the transmission, cases must be found and detected as quickly and as widely as possible.
Meanwhile, the religion of Sampang is Java Slamet Junaidi, who also attended at the event, emphasized the importance of cooperation between the government, communities, and various sectors to achieve the target of leprosy elimination in Indonesia. He made the statement based on his concern over the continued discrimination against people with leprosy in Sampang.
We believe that leprosy elimination can only be achieved if the government directly leads the effort, supported by communities and cross-sector communication. With a shared commitment, we are optimistic that Indonesia can achieve a leprosy-free nation and eliminate stigma by 2030.
During the event, the Minister of Health also appreciated regions and public health centers that have successfully detected and treated the highest number of leprosy cases. Hasnadur Afifah, Voice of Indonesia.
The surge in public mobility in Indonesia during the 2026 Eid holiday and homecoming is estimated to reach 144 million trips. The Indonesian government is preparing a Work From Anywhere or WFA policy and transportation discounts to regulate the distribution of homecoming travel. Rizka Fadila has the details.
The Indonesian government and the House of Representatives are discussing the draft law on private international law. The government's proposal was submitted to the House in August 2025 through the Minister of Law, the Minister of Foreign Affairs, and the Minister of Social Affairs. It responded with the formation of a special committee on December 8, 2025, during a plenary session. On Wednesday, March 11, 2026, the Special Committee on the Draft Law on Private International Law of the House and the government agreed on several key points for the continued deliberation of the regulation. Deputy Chairman of the Special Committee, Swedeson Tandra, in his remarks stated that the draft law was a strategic step to provide legal certainty for parties involved in legal relations with cross-border elements. He explained that the draft law is expected to increase national competitiveness while strengthening foreign confidence in the Indonesian legal system. More systematic and integrated regulations are crucial to address the increasing cross-border legal interaction. Meanwhile, according to the government representative, Minister of Law Supratman Andi Aktas, this bill, which aims to regulate the activities of Indonesian and foreign legal subjects, which so far still refers to the Dutch East Indies law, which is no longer relevant to the current situation. Civil law itself covers relationship between individuals or legal entities in everyday life, focusing on personal and economic interests. International civil law addresses the complexity of relations between states. International civil law is expected to assist and ensure that the rights and obligations of all parties are respected in daily interaction. At the meeting, all factions in the House of Representatives agreed to continue deliberations on the International Civil Law Bill in accordance with the applicable legal regulation formation mechanism. That was commentary.
Oh. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. I'm Indra Asmo, President Director of Radio Republik Indonesia. On behalf of the management and staff of Radio Republik of Indonesia, I wish you happy fasting during this holy month of Ramadan, 1447 Hijriah. The month of Ramadan is a moment to strengthen the values of faith, integrity, and social concern. In line with Radio Republik Indonesia's vision as a trusted, relevant, impactful, and inspiring public media, we are committed to continuing to present podcasts that educate, inspire, and strengthen national unity and values. Through the spirit of Ramadan, RRI will continue to fulfill its role as a platform for accurate and balanced information, a means of public education, and a source of inspiration that fosters optimism and hope for this nation. May our fasting be accepted by Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, and may this Ramadan bring blessing, peace, and a renewed spirit in serving the community and the nation. Wassalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Dengarkan hatimu. Kita bukanlah buah yang terjatuh dekat pohonnya. Cita-cita adalah benih yang terbawa angin samudra. Realita membawamu jatuh ke bawah, tapi ingat-ingatlah bila mimpi tak sedalam dengan apa yang kau tuju, tak sesuai dengan apa yang kau mau. Lepaskanlah beban pikiran, dengarkan hatimu. Dunia ini lebih luas dari ruang sekarang. Ingatlah mimpimu yang kau kejar dulu, jangan layu, jangan kau ragu-ragu sekarang. Ingatlah mimpimu yang kau kejar dulu, jangan layu, jangan kau ragu-ragu sekarang. Ingatlah mimpimu yang kau kejar dulu, jangan layu, jangan kau ragu-ragu. Bila mimpi tak sejalan dengan apa yang kau tuju, tak sesuai dengan apa yang kau mau, lepaskanlah beban pikiranmu, dengarkan hati yang ini. Sesuai dengan apa yang kau mau, lepaskanlah beban pikiranmu, dengarkan hatimu. Sesuai dengan apa yang kau mau, lepaskanlah beban pikiranmu.
Voice of Indonesia.
What is this food? Christy Light is hunted at hot afternoon or before breaking the fast. It is made of coconut milk, shaved ice, and liquid sugar. There are also slices of avocado, young coconut, and frozen mung bean juice called hunkwe. The taste is surely very fresh and sweet. What is the name of this food? Es goyobot from Bandung, West Java. It is said that this dessert has been there even before Indonesia's independence.
Voice of Indonesia. Of Indonesia.
kabar mimpi-mimpimu? Apa kau tinggal begitu saja? Apa kabar angan-anganmu hari ini? Jakarta ramai, hatiku sepi. Jangan kau tanya mengapa sedih. Ku tak tahu.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
VOI listener, Bali is famous for being one of the favorite tourist destinations in Indonesia. Bali tourist destinations are always interesting and never end. The destination that is currently popular and you must visit is Tanah Barak Beach. This beach is one of Bali's hidden gems, which has just opened. Today's Indonesian Wonder takes you to Tanah Barak Beach, which is located in Kutuh Village, Badung, Bali. The distance is around 40 minutes from Denpasar City Center or 30 minutes from Ngurah Rai Airport if you use a motorcycle. Access to this beach is quite unique because the road is made by cutting through the limestone cliffs. When passing this road, you can stop for a moment and pause in the middle of the quiet road with a beautiful limestone cliff in the background, which is certainly super aesthetic. To visit and enjoy Tanah Barak Beach, you only need to pay an entrance ticket of 8,000 rupiah or less than $1. From the parking lot to the beach, you have to walk. During the trip to the beach, you can enjoy the beauty of Tanah Barak. This beach has soft white sand and clear blue sea water. This beauty is also combined with the high limestone hills that surround the beach. Listener, there are several tourist activities that you can do while you are at Tanah Barak Beach. You can swim to enjoy the fresh water of Barak Beach, but you have to be careful and not swim too far. Here you can sunbathe or play on the soft sand. You can also snorkel here, seeing the underwater beauty of the beach. Don't go home before watching the beauty of the sunset. The sunset view on this beach is really beautiful. Well, listener, that's Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, which introduces Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in Indonesian language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is Di Pasar Terapung, Lok Baintan. Di Pasar Terapung, Lok Baintan, which means at Lok Baintan Floating Market. You will listen to a conversation about Bisa kurang, bisa kurang, which means, can you lower the price? The conversation is between Chris, a vlogger from Australia, and a food hawker at Lok Baintan Floating Market. Let's listen to their conversation.
Pisang sale buah kedondong, Bang Bule, jajan dodol dong.
Wah, keren pantunnya. Berapa harga dodol durian ini, Bu?
20.000, Mister.
Bisa kurang atau tidak?
After listening to the conversation, I will introduce you to some vocabulary and expressions related to today's topic. Bisa kurang, which means, can you lower the price? I will say it 2 times slowly, and please repeat after me. Bisa, bisa, which means can, kurang, kurang, which means less, atau, atau, which means or. Bisa kurang atau tidak, bisa kurang atau tidak, which means can you lower the price? Buah kedongdong. Buah kedongdong, which means Spanish plum. Jajan, jajan, which means buying snack. Dodol durian, which means durian paste. Keren, keren, which means cool. Pantun, pantun, which means rhyme. Berapa, berapa, which means how much. Harga, harga, which means price. 20.000, 20.000, which means 20,000. In this conversation, you will listen to an expression bisa kurang atau tidak. Bisa kurang atau tidak, which means can you lower the price? In that, there is the phrase bisa kurang, which means can it be lower? And this expression is used when bargaining for price at a traditional market. The phrase bisa kurang, which means can it be lower, actually also means can you lower the price? In this conversation, Chris asked the seller to lower the price down. Here are other examples. Let's listen to some other examples using expressions in bargaining a price. Boleh kurang, which means can you make it cheaper? Apakah ada diskon? Apakah ada diskon? Which means is there any discount? For your information, pantun or rhyming poem is UNESCO Intangible Cultural Heritage since December 17, 2020. Pantun or rhyming poem nomination was requested jointly by Indonesia and Malaysia. for the people of Indonesia and Malaysia, pantun or rhyme plays an important role as a social communication instrument. Before we end today's Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's have another go with the conversation.
Pisang sale buah kedondong. Bang Bule, jajan dodol dong.
Wah, keren pantunnya. Berapa harga dodol durian ini, Bu?
20 ribu, Mister.
Bisa kurang atau tidak?
Listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today about bisa kurang. Bisa kurang, which means, can you lower the price? We hope today's edition will be useful for you who want to know more about the Indonesian language. I am Ahmad Faisal, sampai jumpa.
Voice of Indonesia.
Siapkanlah dirimu, tunjukkanlah gayamu, karena malam ini menantimu. Lepaskanlah semua, segala beban yang ada, kini sudah tibalah saatnya. Jangan peduli semua, apa kata mereka. Salah kita sebut malam ini, bulan tersenyum. Lihat kita menari, bintang berkelip mengikuti irama nada melodi lagu kita. Bersama kita sambut malam ini. Lepaskanlah semua segala beban yang ada, kini sudah tiba. Kata mereka, salah kita sambut malam ini. Bulan tersenyum, lihat kita menari. Bintang berkelip mengikuti irama nada melodi lagu kita. Salah kita sambut
malam ini, kan membebaskan diri dari regam beban setelah ku lalui hari yang melelahkan. Senyum senyam, kilau bintang menyapa dalam kebersamaan. Waktunya bagiku untuk beraksi, chemistry alami bereaksi, sinkronisasi frekuensi. What we need right now is a party.
Jangan peduli semua apa kata mereka. Salah kita semua.
Hope that
all the songs are enjoyable. And make sure to stay tuned on The Voice of Indonesia at 3325 kHz and also vonews.id. Anyway, still about the song, you got something more about the song and little explanation about it. So, stay tuned.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, in today's music corner, I'm going to present a Malay song entitled Perigi Biru by Dato H. Husrin Hood. The song Perigi Biru was composed by Zubir Said, a composer who was born in Minangkabau, West Sumatra, but lives and works in Singapore. This song tells about longing for mother and hometown. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song Perigi Biru by Dato H. Husrin Hood. Enjoy the song.
Thank you. ikan kaloi. Timbullah bunda oi, timbullah tunjukkan diri.
Voice of Indonesia.
Aku bersamamu, satu untuk semua dan semua untuk satu. Kenapa ada dia di antara kau dan aku? Di antara kau dan aku, 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 di antara kau dan aku. Cuma kamu tiada yang lain. Ku bilang aku gak main-main. Sekarang kamu sama yang lain. Awalnya ku cuma cobain, tapi ku ketagihan. Ku bilang amin sampai ke pelaminan. Nangis samain sama mantanmu bajingan. Ulang lagi, ku cari yang lain.
Bisa tahan, putar fakta kau bilang aku yang salah. Yang tahu semuanya cuma Tuhan. Kenapa masih kurang? Sungguh keterlaluan. Kukira takkan terulang saat ku gak karuan. Ku tahu kamu bersulang. Memang sekarang semuanya telah hancur melebur. Tapi seenggaknya aku gak pernah palsu. Kayak kamu, kayak kamu, kayak kamu. Cuma kamu, cuma kamu, cuma kamu. Takut cuma ada dia di hatimu. Tapi untukku
cuma kamu, tiada yang lain.